yo, it's a new episode of Warped Vinyl. Oh shit, back again, 2021, back in the pan, ready to do it, roll it up and smoke it up, pass it to the homie, yeah, it's a double, it's a Dutch, nah, this is a raw cone, you feel it? Maybe you got that glass tip, you never know, hey.
Especially when you got COVID, no sharing here.
He on that COVIDity, it's silly, isn't it? Gibbity. No diggity, no doubt.
Yeah, in the city.
We need food. Yo, enough of the jokes. Yo, we're back in it again. This is a special episode. We know we missed you guys. Hope you missed us too. We're doing this MF Doom style. RIP to the legend. Coming back hard on a Warped Vinyl night. Hard.
2021.
Going hard. Where you at, Joe? Coming in hard. You know, you guys don't get it. Yeah. All right, then. Coming up next, we got Mad Villainy. Mad Villainy. Mad Villainy. Cinnamon. Twist.
Of the vanillity. Oh, yeah.
We're not rhyme geniuses. No, yeah. Not
rapping,
at all.
Rapping's not our day job. But we got another episode of Warped Vinyl. This is the new one for 2021. We know we've been missing out a little while, but just to let you guys know, the needle gone fucked up. Or what got fucked up? Your receiver?
What he said.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
That's how you know we're playing Warped Vinyl right here. When you hear that needle drop.
As luck would have it, one of America's two most powerful villains of the next decade.
Oh shit, here we go.
So, who's this? MF Doom?
Well, it's... Mad Villain is actually made up of two parts. So you got the producer who's making the beats, which is Madlib.
Mad what?
Madlib.
Madlib?
Madlib. You know, like the Madlibs in the book.
Okay.
A.K.A. Quasimodo. And then the MC right here. Is MF Doom. So right. It's like honestly one of the most legendary collabs that's ever happened.
Sick.
In the history of hip hop and rap.
So it's almost like a Dr. Dre type of thing.
In the underground the underground shit, yeah.
Alright.
This is some would might say the greatest hip hop album of all time.
What year did this come out?
2004. Or 6. Probably 4.
Don't quote him on that.
Don't quote me on that. Google it. Google yourself. So what they do a lot of sampling. Like they take old records and just mash up crazy shit. They get all these like old school samples and it's good shit.
Yeah. Imagine all the time you have to need to do that. Just go or just know the knowledge, the library in your brain of like, hey, that sound, that sample.
These are what you call crate diggers, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Dark side of our demons. You have to listen to music upon
everything.
I think minimum 2 to 5 albums a day.
Oh, that's on the low end. These guys are just fucking 20, maybe 40 records deep.
Would you say Paul's a crate digger? The shit that he comes out and plays?
It depends. If he's a collector, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Shout out to you, Paul, if you're listening. Keep playing that fucking Quentin Tarantino fucking Desperado songs. Tick faster. That'll be the hour they knock the slick blaster. Dick Dastardly and Muttley with sick laughter. A gunfight and they come to cut the mix master. ICE Cole. Nice. So didn't this guy die, MF Doom?
He just passed away recently.
Do you know when he passed away? No, don't tell me COVID.
Nah, I didn't say he's pretty... It's pretty
quiet.
Like he's it's been quiet, but he's always been like really mysterious. Nobody knows shit. There's only a few things we know.
Is he the man underneath the mask? Are people actually know how he looks?
Yeah, like he came out back in the day, like from some
from some group in the 90s. It was kind of like regular 90s hip-hop, but like the whole story of the Mad Villain was that his brother passed away when they had their own rap group, and then so they were actually signed to a label. And so what happened was the brother got sick or something, I don't know exactly, but he passed away, and then the label dropped him because, like, nah, we don't want you no more.
Yeah, so the brother's not in there.
Yeah, your brother's not in there. So this fucking made him get so fucking pissed off. He's like, you know what? I'm going to come back as a... He came back with this whole new persona. He became the mass villain. And, yeah, he was just like, I'm going to take revenge on everybody. And the whole thing behind the mask is, like, if I understand or saying this correctly, it's like he got tired of all, like... the image, like, hey, look at me, look at what I got, like,
yeah, yeah,
look at my car, and I look how many, or let me tell you how many bitches I fuck. Like, he's like, dude, you know what, all that shit's whack,
it's about gonna, the work, the rap,
we're gonna put in the lyrical sense back into the hip-hop.
Damn.
Yeah, his story
is lyricist.
Yeah, his story is sick. This is actually a Frank Zappa sample.
Oh yeah, sounds a little Zappa-ish. Only you would know.
And YouTube told me one time. But then I heard, I was like, oh shit, that
I get it.
I see it now. I see it. I do. Tripping off the beat, kinda. Dripping off the meat grinder. Heat niner. Pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits. Double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tits, don't quarter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since let's go. Glad she made
how old was this guy when he died? Last down, 7 hours,
sure.
To 7 after gigs, I have a knockin', no answer. Slow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas, yes, no villain. Damn, even his age was anonymous. Still incredible in escrow. Incredible and escrow. Wow, West style fest, y'all best to lay low. Hey, bro, day glow. Set the bet, pay dough before the cheddar get away. Best to get Mako. The worst hated god and perpetrated odd favors demonstrated in the perforated rod labors. Have you ever seen him live?
Oh, hell no. Oh, okay. Hell no. Not many people have.
No? Is it a play live?
It's one of those things that's like, all right, so more in his story. I'm not sure, like, in the, like, mid-20, but what is it? What would that be considered?
Because
there's, like, in the years. So, okay, so the year 2000s, I think zeros are called aughts.
No, I thought I was gonna say in the, millennium.
In the early millennium, but like, cause you know how there's the 10s, the 20s,
yeah,
the 30s.
Yeah.
So like, I want to say like 2013 or something like that. I get in the mid to early to mid 10s.
Mm-hmm.
He got deported.
Oh yeah,
back to England. Yeah, cause that's where he was born.
Okay,
so I think he.
Why?
I don't know. He's a villain, dog.
Damn.
What you think?
He's a gangster.
That's just the mad villain. I can't explain this.
Yeah. If you don't have a domestic violence charge on you, you ain't a real rapper.
Nah, he's a good guy in that sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who knows what kind of devious plans he was into.
I was gonna say, does Wayne Brady have to smack a bitch?
I've actually never listened to this one with the headphones on. Sick as fuck. Yeah, what's up?
Oh yeah. Well, being that this is like the first War Vinyl concerts, you think anytime soon?
It's about as much chance as you getting a COVID shot. It ain't gonna happen. No, never.
No. Don't say that. It's gonna happen, but I don't know when.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's there. We just don't know when.
No, I'm saying you getting a shot.
Oh, no, I'm just saying you're like, oh, the concert is like the COVID shot, the vaccine.
No.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
I say it's not going to happen. It's there. Just no one knows when.
Yeah, no one knows. Well, go move to Texas, there's shows.
Yeah.
Don't let me find out who tried to bite. But in California? At this point, it don't even matter to me. Like, are you going to feel comfortable at a show knowing you yourself don't like getting shots? But then again, I don't want to talk about this right now. This shit, that's the thing about concerts. it just becomes a it's now everything is political, so yeah, you cut this ego shit. We're tripping.
Yeah, we broke flows. Right. This is too exciting. Folks
leave out the show feeling truly enlightened. So when did you discover this artist?
How tricky they
Aiden.
All right.
Aiden.
When did I discover? When I was a wee lad.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't. Like, it's been a while. It's been like some handful of years.
I'm not sure. You're always the homie that introduced me to stuff. I've seen the logo. And I seen it around.
Yeah.
But never took a listen in. But it's dope though. From the bottom top that homie pay, how you owe me? My niggas take no like Kobe's. Even with the arms of the hawk, you couldn't hold me from getting mine. Stories we roll, smoking and getting by. Thanks, rap, I ain't got a dime. Got me sneaking out of checkout line.
It's like when I thought about, like, how long I've been listening to Thundercats. Damn, it been that long?
Yeah. Like my kids say, back in the day.
Back in the day. Back in the day, yeah.
We still got a couple songs to work on. We got to finish Crack Pipe. Got to finish a couple songs.
It's just dropping on the COVIDity EP.
Yeah. With Joe's 2-week quarantine, he says he has like 4 albums on his belt.
Shh, I didn't say that. Shh. Shh, quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, please sit down. We're about to enjoy this ride. The restrooms are to the right, and the popcorn's to the left. Let's enjoy this show. It is Ward Final Night. Schedules. Listening to music while stoned is a whole new world. That's a mad villain and K-Drawler's remix right there. And grass will change
your music for the better. America's most blunted. America's most blunted. Blunted. Soon as you start
sleeping, catching you off guard. Be rhythm now, huh? Give me someone I can trust. Can you recognize this beat?
What's that for?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, fuck. Imagine all that cut and paste he has to do. It's fucking nuts.
And the trippy shit is that they have something that's called the NPC, I think, AI NPC, and so they have their setup where they play that hook or whatever they want to sample, mm-hmm. and they have the machine, it'll sample that section, so they'll be like hitting the pads, like playing a beat, like you know, like whatever, yeah. some backbeat, and then like, yeah, they're just mixing this shit in, like, there's a whole art to that too, like, the fucking way the beat, they make the beats and sample, like, this is a whole nother ass fucking art of just making music. It's honestly a trip. Like,
so they have so many skills that just go into one.
Yeah. So you gotta time it all right, cut it and paste it and line it all up, and then on top of that, play over it. Yeah, it's a trip.
That's America's most blunt right there, if you ask me.
Oh, that's Quasimodo right there.
That guy right there?
Yeah, he's always on shrooms.
Yeah?
That's his, like, that's Mad Lib's alter ego. He's like, this is me shroomed out with this high-pitched voice.
This guy?
Yeah.
Even your pops got smacked. Even your mom got cracked. Meanwhile, while my bowl got packed. You drop X, you can have the sex.
Thanks for rocking on your shank. I got the fat. So how does it feel to be back here recording and listening to some records?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, I love it.
You know, this is like the closest we can get to like live music.
Yeah, we could play. And we could play live music.
Yeah. That, not only that, but like what I was gonna say, I don't think I've ever said it before, but it's like, honestly, we're kind of bringing vinyl into the digital world. I mean, digital world. So it's like, literally, we're putting vinyl out into, on a, I guess, a media platform where,
it's digital.
Yeah, digital platform where you don't actually need to play vinyl. Like, this was recorded from vinyl. Getting that sound and quality.
Hey, like Lee Syatt said, audio is the future.
Yeah, exactly. Like, pretty soon on Spotify, you're going to be able to listen to that album either on fucking digital form or on fucking digital vinyl form. So one was recorded live, but then fucking mastered.
Then again, if you're a real vinyl listener,
you don't want to listen to
that. Yeah, you don't want to listen to that.
Well, I guess it's more for the hipsters. More for the hipsters.
I'm fucking listening to vinyl on my digital device. Like, okay, that don't make no fucking sense right now.
It's just, I guess, like, it's almost like that digital effect. Like, oh, I want to hear those cracks.
Yeah. You know what? I'll say this to that is, on YouTube, you could even look it up, like, vinyl version of whatever. Mm-hmm. And you could listen to it. And yeah, people do have their setups. And honestly, you do hear the difference.
It's not,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, it's not the digitized version. But technically, if you're like a real hardcore, you know, audiophile/vinyl head, it's like you're going to want to listen through your setups because you're hearing it live and direct. Like, honestly, there's times where I turn up the stereo and I just close my eyes and I could almost like picture myself like, yeah, I'm in the room. It's because that's how fucking like real and like 3D sounding it kind of feels sometimes.
Well, not only that, but it's like we listen to vinyl through the speakers, and in doing this Zor vinyl, we listen through like these high powered fucking very expensive headphones. So it's like how you said, man, like I never heard that fucking those details. Yeah, those details, that riff, that pocket. But
when I hear a chihuahua in the background, I never heard that before.
But it's crazy. No matter what way you play it, it's going to sound different. But vinyl does have that certain sound.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't know nothing.
He said, listen to the cave dwellers. Bam!
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about this War Vinyl coming back?
It's been too long. It's too long.
Been a long time, but not a long time.
Yeah, there were so many records like, damn, I'm going to have them lined up. Like, all this shit's going to get cracking. And then, yeah, one thing led to another. No receiver, papa.
And then COVID hit it.
I got the receiver and then COVID hit. Like, shit.
Okay, let's explain the story in a nutshell. It took a long time to do a War Vinyl night because the fucking people who were gonna fix your fucking receiver got COVID.
Oh.
They fixed it. Then you got COVID.
Like a week or two later.
Maybe the receiver came with COVID.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah. It's a fucking possibility. But it was like 2 weeks after. So, yeah, highly unlikely. But still a possibility. You can never rule this shit out.
Oh, they don't know. Finish up. Drinks Drano.
She went screamo, I think he said.
She went screamo?
She went screamo.
Oh, and then drink Drano. Yeah.
It's a real shit right now. Took a real shit before.
Oh yeah.
Say it again. I took a shit.
We got the cure for COVID. Lick ass and drink chia seeds.
Drain and Drano.
Yeah. And Drano. You know. She know.
this one's fire. Ho. Fire. I shouldn't say that.
Oh, hell
fucking
no.
Fucking Millennium. Oh, that's fire.
Villain get the money like curls. They just trying to get a nut like squirrels in this mad world. Land of milk and honey with the swirls, where reckless naked girls get necklaces of pearls. Compliments of the town jeweler.
We gotta go. 1990s, now that shit's bitching. Phone known as the crown ruler. Never lied to Mar when we said we found the moolah. $500 something laying right there in the street. Huh? Now let's try and get something to eat. Then he turned four and started flowing to the poor. That's about when he first started going raw. Kept the draw in the drawer. Arrived
in the got that draw in the drawer.
Go yeah.
Up in the store no more. His life is like a folklore legend. Why you're so stiff, you need to smoke more, brethren. Instead of trying to riff with the broke war veteran. Split made him swore he saw heaven, he was seven. Yup, you know it. Growing up too fast. Showing up to class with my wet in a flash.
This year went too fast.
He asked the teacher if he leave, will he pass? His girl is home alone, he trying to get
last
her.
Year's slogan was, give me someone I can trust, 2020. 2021. Give me some live music, please.
Yeah. Give me more finals. Give me a date that I can trust. And that I can go see a live show.
Nah, it's not possible. They just said, nah, son. That almost came in like Godzilla.
It's probably a sample from that.
Everybody knows this is like influenced so many people.
Yeah, I kind of hear a Flying Lotus in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Spots to say. Damn, I just heard like manic screaming going through my brain.
What? Where's the mushrooms at when you need them? I'm kind of thinking about popping some for Valentine's Day.
Duh. You and your girl are gonna pop them?
Nah. Just me. I'm gonna pretend.
Are you gonna make love to yourself?
Nah, I'm gonna pretend she's gonna do it, so I'm gonna pop her, like, do hers in my shirt. But it's just gonna be me doing them. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone after you whose last is doomed. He's the worst. Maybe I shouldn't put it in spaghetti. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
I'm gonna hear.
Hey, Ron. She's gonna go crazy. Can't understand it. Might have another kid.
Vinyl night.
Ooh.
The muscle steel-bound karate expert concealed a razor edge which could lop the head off of a marble statue once propelled with notorious world takeover schemes and the most magnificent
since we're on intermission right here,
villains,
thank you guys for listening. This is the new episode of War Final Night 2021.
It is explained by a more comedic villain, the bald-headed Doom. This villain rose to incredible new heights of money-making, revenge, and extortion.
Oh shit, I love this guy already.
The magnitude of a typical villain.
This is no answer.
Very well then. Adieu to the death.
Say Kung Paula in Tao Su.
Marrow?
One. Today is the shadow of tomorrow. Today is the present future of yesterday. Yesterday is the shadow of today. Ooh. The darkness of the past is yesterday. And the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and some. And the word once. Because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Because the dead belongs to the past. The past is yesterday. Today is the preview of tomorrow. But for me, only from a better and happier point of view. My point of view is the thought of a better a try. Reality, yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday.
Ooh, it
is
an eternity.
Yesterday is as one. The eternity of one is the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday. Today. Yesterday, while we're searching for tomorrow.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Ray. Planet Ray's sound of guns, anger, and frustration.
Let's go.
No one to talk to Planet Ray to understand.
Hey, which, by the way, I'm dropping a new MF Doom pin.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, I already got him in today. So if you guys want to go check it out by the time you listen to this and this is out, it's gonna be out there maybe.
Yeah,
but don't sleep. Vintage Poison on Instagram, shout out.
What color? The same color or what?
Different colors.
Oh, okay.
Go peep the page, big dog. I made a few more this time, but then there's some still limited, more limited ones.
You did it for in the memory or what?
Hmm?
Like when he died in the memory? Like
kind
a
of,
memorial?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's always a trip, like, when, like, say, for example, an artist passed away and then all of a sudden their music just starts sounding like fucking wildfire. Like,
it's fucking crazy when they die.
It tripped me out that Michael Jackson was so much $1 million in debt before he died. Afterwards, he sold so much more music that it all got erased.
Yeah?
And they made money, yeah. Dude, think about it. His family or the trust owns the rights to the Beatles music.
Fucking blanket.
Blanket set for
in
life.
Paris.
They're kids set for life.
This shit is super. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like right away, like everyone, like, oh my god. But I think they go more off the money maker.
This is gonna be worth money. God, let him know slip to him. Fine, how are you doing? Can I get you a drink? This one's a shoo-in. Awkward situation that I'm on a mission to ruin. Her big button smile was like camo. Hit up the men's room, we need more ammo. We'll watch at 3 o'clock. A new recruit, that's her gin and juicy juice. Use this stick of juicy fire. Ooh, a new recruit. There you go. Cute.
Because Jonathan, we got a new recruit for you. Less stress, hit her with the do you need a mid test. It don't matter if she's slim or dressed to impress. I won't rest. Fellas don't fess. Some of them just need to eat the whole thing of Crest. In effect. It's been a long day.
Operation Lifesaver in effect.
Operation Lifesaver is in effect. Oh shit.
Right now.
Oh, I hope she don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah. Are you with it? Yeah. Okay, let's go. You know what to do.
Oh shit.
Fuck that beat goes so fucking hard. God damn, was breaking my neck.
Everywhere. Hang on.
Hold on to your neck, boy. We need some duct tape.
The magnificent. The magnificent. Cage Wallers.
Oh shit. The boy.
Mr. MF Doom. This is
the cage dwellers.
War Vinyl. MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine, hold up. David don't know their next shine from Shinola. Everything that glitters. The Motorola,
the Corolla. That was sick beat with the Corona.
We can't rap.
Yeah.
We just need to practice that.
I can kind of rhyme with that hat. Chart topper, start shit stopper, be a smart shopper.
Shot a cop day around the way about the stable. Yeah, we got to mix it up. You know, we throw a little bit of riffage at you. We throw some fucking Latin shit at you. We throw some fucking jazz at you. Throw some hip hop at you. Who's better than us? Nobody.
Not yet. Butter moist, man,
please. Man, please. From the age of baby, come on,
come on. We're already on the Guinness World Records for the fucking sickest fucking War Vinyl nights ever. Patty cake for fake. Here is a man.
We're the number one cake, the number one rated cake podcast in the world.
In the pan.
In the world, Craig. In the world. A whole host of roller coaster riders. Not enough tracks. Hot enough black. If anybody wants to be guest featured on War Vinyl Night, get in touch. CaveDwellers.podcast. You know where to find us.
We already got Senior Teddy.
So fucking what do you think
challenging
about,
us up.
What do you think about this record so far that we
oh, it's fucking sick.
Have you heard this one before?
Oh, yeah. I heard a I think that's like someone's like voice call right there. It's like someone's ringtone.
Figaro, Figaro.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that fucking ringtone for you. To me, call. Jazzy! See ya! Pass for her glass of OE. Not to be troublesome, but I could sure use a quick shot of double rum. No stick of bubble gum. I like ice cream. We could skip the wedding. Have a nice like ice cream. You like gum. Knick knack patty, I give a dog a bone. You know who this is. Jump on the cage track with the hardcore hustle. With the busload of niggas, this time we brought y'all muscle. My child's the one to uplift most, and it's confirmed. So tonight, let's bang this mad villain music till it's adjourned. Who rushes in head first with the full force of a ram? So the source of the verse rehearses the course of a jam. Went to hell and back. Saw Delta selling crack. In fact, had to come back with the brother with the mask by yelling black. Power to the people who support raw music. Blessed from the start to keep uplifting progressive art. To come out and uplift words. Say verbalistic leaps to the next words. To pack dope poetical excerpt. Who's the expert? With the physical frame, whose mental was tame to get over in this musical game. When the mad villain breaks your dome, you'll see your interval depth was written for those that slept. We took 100% unpredictable steps. Who's the one to rock up a party?
The
one,
the one, one, two.
Hello, 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 hello. And just when you got caught up in the center of a body, intervals in the shape of a mic, you push straight to your heart.
Hibachi, the grill. I stay still. Give me that water and that rip in that grill. I take you to KKK barbecue. Cook you up a little bit of stew and some meat with a wonton soup.
What do you mean, fool? They're closed. This is COVID. Oh no.
We got the outdoor
patio.
We got the outdoor dining.
Yeah.
This is truly inciting. We did. We could rap, man. We better retire. Something, something.
You ain't for hire.
You ain't for hire.
Exactly. That's what he said. Drug arrest. Any day could be the one he picked the wrong thug to test.
Slug through the vest. Shot in the street for pulling heat. My dog. And when they get hungry, it ain't shit. So this is actually the first recording we did together. Besides the last one was the quarantine episode. How you feel right now?
I'm kind of feeling a little sick. My throat's a little itchy.
Hey, what the fuck?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Don't blame me, G.
Don't blame me, G. Hell's not. Hey, fucking, you caught it from that food truck and shit.
Nah. I ate my ass and fucking drank my COVID. I mean, my chia seeds.
Your orange juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually the first episode back together. Besides your sore throat, how do you feel?
Sore.
Hey, what the fuck?
I feel good.
Who you been chilling with, dog?
I'm cool. Got the Mickey's right here. It's tasting good. It's a Tuesday night. You can't reform them.
that Mary was going around with an old flame.
Old flame?
That burned me up.
Oh, that's
flimsy. I knew he was just beating her a line.
Hey, Joe, pass me that fag. Let's light up that cigarette.
I think he was connected, so I left.
It's crazy how they used to talk like that. That old language.
Swell time. You mean that old English?
Yeah.
And everything looked black.
And white.
But I carried on.
Whenever I call, yeah. Yo, with some fancy clan.
I knew you was in around, playing all innocent, hoeing since the foundation. Don't make me have to pound this tin crown, facing the risk being jammed up like traffic inbound from space. And there's been a place for you in my heart since we first met, a teenage love.
This makes me feel like my first time watching Space Jam. Yeah, kind of.
They have a song or what?
Nah. I'm just that feeling when you watch Space Jam, like, damn, this is the shit.
Oh.
Yeah, Michael and Bugs Bunny? What? Come on.
Sylvester, what are you doing right there?
I personally like Taz.
Oh, yeah. This is the next album.
You eat pussy like that?
With some fancy clown.
Kiss me later that evening, I should be early. Matter of fact, give me back my bracelet and my Sherlin. I'd rather waste it or give it to your girlfriend. She did let me stab it last week while you was working.
Oh shit.
Remember our vacation out to Maryland? I duped the maid Carolyn. She made me throw the towel in. Like all foul men, the time I hit your mom's off, I told her knock it off, but she had to set the rocket off. Ain't enough room in this fucking town. When you see Tin Head, tell him be ducking down.
Damn that Tin
I'm
Head.
Not dropping around. He better be ready and prepared to be stomped in the ground.
Ooh, better prepared to be stomped in the ground. Tin Man. Ooh. Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah. Thank you guys a lot. K-Dwellers War Vinyl Night. Coming to you. Semi-live. Wait until I stomp into the ground.
Hey, Joe Rogan, how do you watch the future? Remember when I said that joke?
No, I don't. Ooh, I can't hide too.
Being that this is our first Warp Vinyl back, how do you feel so far about this record?
It's cool. Remember you telling me we're gonna do it, so I was looking forward to it because I never, like I said in the beginning, never really listened to him. So it's cool, I like it. It's that old school rap, when rap used to be rap, not no mumble ass shit, fucking, not no fucking Percocet, fucking Xanax rap.
None of that whack shit.
Yeah. Repeating the same shit over and over again. It's like,
hey, if you were to show somebody some lyrical shit like this, I'll be like, what? Nah, I don't get it.
It's crazy because, like, most of the songs, I'm, don't quote me on this, but it's like every song's hook, 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 chorus, hook, 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 hook. It's like,
yeah, basically everything's a chorus.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, just like they repeat the same shit and then they go into like a little fucking two,
like a half a bar bridge.
Yeah, like a two sentence fucking rap
and then repeat the same shit over again.
All I'm gonna say is yaddy 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 yaddy. Oh wait, what's that after that? What'd you say?
Yada yada.
Yeah, yada yada yada.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Yada no more. Yada no more.
I don't know this.
Yada yada yada.
Fuck, fuck. See? That's where they get you. That earwig.
Bada bada bada.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Bada 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 bada. Like that's all they're kind of like putting in your brain.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah. I'm about to start a Zoom. Where are you?
But yeah, this is like fucking real talent right here. Because to make this talent is multiple talents.
Exactly.
So
well said.
Yeah. If you were to look this up as a recipe, you have top ramen, Hershey's with walnuts inside there, maybe a Reese's Pieces, you have fucking, maybe some vegetarian shit in there.
Some Mexican Coke.
Yeah, Mexican Coke. You have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, is what I'm trying to say.
A little bit of sweet and sour. Yeah.
Might find a Raspado and a corn man in there.
Don't talk about my mom, yo. Don't talk about his mom. Hey, rhyme slow. Vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie. Hit it on the first try, villain. The worst guy. Spot hot tracks like spot a pair of fat asses. Shots of the scotch from out the square shot glasses. And he won't stop till he got the masses. Put it
75%. Hey, shout out to fucking John. R.I.P. John passed away.
No way.
Yeah. I know you're not listening live, but you're listening live in the sky. John was one of our first listeners from the very beginning. He's always wanted to be on the podcast. John suffered an aneurysm from the beginning, years back then, a couple years ago. And he's just been having complications and complications after that. And yeah, he's not here anymore. So he was one of our listeners. Shout out to John in the sky.
Rest in peace, brother.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah.
Fuck.
I wish we would have had you on. We always talked about you always coming on. But yeah.
This is dedicated to those John, not here no more.
Yeah. I thought about that because this is MF Doom. Rest in peace, MF Doom. And rest in peace, John. Wherever you guys out there, you guys are probably in Thug Mansion with Tupac and Biggie. You guys mattered a lot to me.
Oh, shit. Your rhymes was ill.
Looks like it's going to be a great day today. To get some fresh air like a stray on a straightaway. Hey, you got a light now?
Bud Light. Early in the morning. My boy got a Mickey's.
Yeah. This one goes out to you, John. Today's going to be a good day. Prepare to get hurt and mangled like Kurt Angle. Rookie year. The rocket scientist with the pocket wine list. Some even say he might need some psychiatrist.
Doom, are you pondering what I'm pondering? No, sir.
Yes, but why would the darn thing be wandering? She's like a foundling, barely worth fondling. My posse's on Broadway like Mama, I Want to Sing. Mad lays the bass like the race card. Villain on the case to break shards and leave a face scarred. Groovy dude, not to prove to be rude, but this stuff is like what you might put on movie food. What is jalapenos? Get it like a whooping when you holler at your seniors. Dollar, he can overhear the hashish fiend.
I'll give her that hashish finger. One thing this party could use is more.
Put yourself in your own shoes and stay away from all the pairs of busted Tims he don't use. He only keep them to decorate. If you want to peep them, select a date and bring a deep check like checkmate. I kid you not, on the dotted line sign. Ever since a minor, kids consider him some kind of Einstein on a diamond mine grind.
Damn, some sick jazz right here. Not quite the type that you might want to wine and dine. Couldn't find a pen, had to think of a new trick. This one he wrote in cold blood with a toothpick. On second thought, it's too thick. His assistant said, so talented right here. Fucking rap to jazz.
Layers.
Yeah. With micro power, he's sounding right. Because they have the drums in the background. Yeah. That's not part of the jazz.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Good man. Good man. Good man.
I can tell by the volume.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
Is that it?
I believe not.
Believe it or not, Ola Cola. That Motorola.
Got that Motorola. Yeah. Got that flip on a dip. Making Mickey bitch strip.
Yeah. Hashtag 911 on my pager. That is the Ola.
Buzz and beeping. Yeah. Man, what you sleeping?
Yeah.
Wake
man,
up.
I'm beeping.
Grimy, slimy, try me, blimey.
Damn, we're getting some MF Doom shit right here, man.
Levels, bro, yeah. Levels. Think about how far you just leveled up as an MC by listening to MF Doom. You just leveled like 10 fucking squares and shit.
They say that nothing rhymes with orange. I think I can figure it out.
Like Eminem says, orange. One of squares of porridge, orange.
Corange.
Corange. I hate when they say nothing rhymes with orange.
Yeah.
I hate it. Had your fans saying, please make me a dog. Well,
since you asked kindly, where he been behind the mask, who can't find me? Does that say Gojira?
It does.
Damn. We're going to have a song right there?
Negative, sir. It's the Gojira program.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not done yet.
I don't want to confuse you guys. But thank you guys for listening. That is K-Draw's War Vinyl.
Be on the first one back. I think I could rhyme, but I ain't got no dimes. So I'll leave it to change for another day.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to walk home like a stray.
Yeah. Me don't nickel and dime. Yay.
Where's your bus pass, man?
He rides the hoe.
Yeah.
These nurses don't ride the bus anymore. Hey. Yeah. They got Corollas. No. Never mind. They got Lexus. Yay. Hell.
Your girl be calling. Oh shit. This white war vinyl's almost over. You can call her later and let her know. We about to hit the dro. Yo.
No.
MF Doom, the greatest ever. The story's been told. Oh shit. Made of fine chrome alloy. Find them on the grind. He's a rhinestone cowboy.
Sometimes they were comedic or relentlessly horrifying. They were the foes of society, whether fighting the local sheriff or a secret agent. Frequently they mirrored our times. The gangster villains which rival real newspaper headlines of the present day.
And the present day says
they are the components which have fueled nightmares for decades to come.
That's not us though. We're not
villains.
Nightmares.
We might as well be the cave villains.
We are the cave dwellers. That is that podcast.
Yo. Hey, shout out to all the homies. Shout out to you. Shout out to the listeners. Thank you for sharing this shit. Thank you to Hey Ron. And thank you to everybody out there.
All the listeners.
All the listeners.
Shout out to you, John, in heaven. And MF Doom, if you're listening, listen and subscribe to our podcast in heaven.